Well, today is World Oceans Day, and the focus this year is on preventing plastic pollution. One company that has dedicated itself to that is the Sea Bin Project, which uses floating bins to suck up marine garbage for later disposal. Currently, their main clients are marinas and yacht clubs, but CEO and co-founder Peter Kleginski says they have ambitions to go further.
Our goal is to get off the dock and then into the open water. And so we've developed another sea bin that we'll be releasing at the end of next year, which we can put on fixed docks like the waterfronts down here in Circular Quay or the canals of Amsterdam. And then we've also developed and trialled, tested a floating sea bin, which we could turn into a Roomba of the marinas or have it fixed on an anchor point.
Is the idea that trying to stop the pollution before it makes its way further out to sea, or what's the idea behind it?
We've got a mission statement, which is to live in a world without the need for sea bins. So, you know, it shouldn't be there, but it is. So there is an issue, but starting in an upstream location definitely helps, where we can intercept the debris from before it gets to the oceans. But the real solution is not the technology. The real solution is that the debris shouldn't get in the water in the first place. And so we've actually incorporated this philosophy into our business model. So we're a 50% for-profit and 50% non-profit activities. And the non-profit is educational programs, science and data collection as well. And what we found is that both of these activities really go hand in hand and just really, you know, helps the cause to stop the pollution from being in the water and to get it out.
There are a lot of smaller island nations who would have to deal with a lot of plastic pollution. Do you think that they could get a good benefit from something like the sea bin?
Yeah, definitely. I think that, you know, for these smaller places, it's a bit harder for them because they don't have as much resource, but they're still affected by everybody's pollution, because this ocean plastic, that basically it knows no boundaries. So, I mean, you've got Hawaii, for example, which they just get bombarded by, the world's pollution on a daily basis, and as much as they clean up, it still comes in. So I think that 80% of the debris that's in the oceans comes from 8 major rivers, mainly in the Asia region. So, yeah, I think we need to start sort of targeting those areas. We put our first sea bin in Asia 2 months ago in Singapore, and we've got a few more going in Hong Kong, and then we're starting to scale up over in that region as well.
Do you think that people realise more now, that people are more conscious now about their pollution, particularly plastic pollution?
Yeah, definitely. People are a lot more conscious. I had a discussion with some investment bankers last night at dinner, and I'm quite an optimistic person, and they were quite pessimistic. And I asked them, if you go to the supermarket and you get your groceries, do you feel bad if you ask for a plastic bag? And they say, yeah, of course. I said, you know what? This is a tipping point. This is a turning point, and a lot more people are becoming aware. Of the single-use plastics and the need to recycle, the need to reuse things. So, yeah, I think humans in general are pretty sort of destructive, but we also have like a self-preservation point. And I think we've got to that point, and now we're starting to come good again. You know, we've realised what we've done. Plastics is not the enemy. You know, we just need to use it properly and reuse it, because if it's going to last forever, I think, you know, we need to reuse this. It has a value.